You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ladies and gentlemen, history being made right now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, joined by the founder of CBD, who now works for the Buffalo News, covering the Bills in Buffalo, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci. Oh, my God. What's up?
It's so great to hear your voice, my man.
It is great to hear your voice as well. First of all, how are you doing out there? Have you survived the snow? What's going on in Buffalo?
I have. Really, an incredible several days here. Now, the good news for us is we live north of where most of the wrath of Mother Nature hit. And that was directly pretty much where the Buffalo Bills play and train. Orchard Park, New York, and those surrounding areas south of the city really got blasted upwards of 7-8 feet of snow. I'm embarrassed to say that, you know, I looked out my window when it was all, you know, going crazy down there. The sun was shining, and we had maybe 4 or 5 inches at the most, and it was like a dusting. But, we survived it fine. Many others did not. This turned into a much bigger story than whether or not the Bills would play their scheduled game Sunday against the Jets, which, of course, got moved to last night in Detroit. So it turned into tragedy. I mean, many 15 people lost their lives. It was really something. I've lived in snowy regions pretty much my whole life. I've never seen anything like that.
It certainly was wild. The Bills, though, obviously found a way to get together, get to Detroit, the Motor City, and lay a beat down on the Jets, 38-3. How impressed were you with what the team was able to do after a week where they weren't able to practice, really, and to come together and have that kind of a performance?
Yeah, Nathan, that's where it starts. I think you have to be impressed that they were able to overcome a whole lot. They missed key practice days. Players were at their homes pretty much for the majority of last week because there was a driving ban, again, in Orchard Park where their training facility is. They couldn't get there. Coaches got there before most of the snow hit and just stayed and slept there and made their homes there. But the players, it was a different story. So they're out of their routine. And as you well know, as Matt well knows, players are creatures of habit, and they were out of their comfort zone, to say the least, and then many of them living in that area, others living in the areas not hit as hard, were able to get around, but still not get to the facility. So no weightlifting, no meetings. They used video conferencing, emails, whatever they could, texts to communicate with their coaches to get some preparation going. And finally, on Friday, they boarded a flight to Detroit just so they could get there for a practice Friday night at the Lions facility. The Lions were great. The Lions gave up their facilities and did everything they could to help the Bills out. They practiced there Saturday, did a walkthrough Sunday, and then played last night. Meanwhile, the Jets, who were supposed to be on schedule, I mean, for them it was just preparing for a road trip, and they looked like the team that had their schedule turned upside down.
Vic, a guy who gave up on that habit was Kyle Orton, who was essentially out of football, you know, re-emerges as the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. Talk about him, his play, and his leadership ability in that Bills locker room moving forward.
Really interesting story, because the guy looked as if he at one point was talking about maybe being done with football, was unhappy with the situation with the Cowboys. Not really. I've tried very hard to get to the bottom of that. There's been rumors that it was because he wasn't happy with Tony Romo for some reason, but something turned him off about wanting to return to the Cowboys and sort of imply that he was going to sit out this season. Then finally, right before the start of the season, he signs this deal with the Bills. He gets about $5 million to come back to play, and they have him as their backup and decide after 4 games that DJ Manuel is not the guy to be their franchise player. They had made him the 16th overall pick of the 2013 draft. He had some dreadful performances among the four that he had at the start of the season, the big meltdown coming at Houston, and that forced the hand of Coach Doug Marrone to say, if we're going to save any possibility of being a playoff team, save this season, we've got to go with the veteran. So the 10th-year veteran Kyle Orton steps in. And he's been good. He's been not great. He's been what Kyle normally is, pretty close to a 500 quarterback. He was 3-3 going into last night's game. His record with the Bills as a starter, and he I do think makes quicker reads, sees the field better, finds targets a little bit better than EJ did. But again, I think that the Bills longer term are going to find themselves needing that long-term answer at quarterback somewhere on the presumption that it's not EJ Manuel.
You guys know that voice. That's the one and only Vic Carucci making his long-anticipated return to Cleveland Browns Daily. He's joining us on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Now, Notorious, before we get into this game too much, I think we got to get some kind of a wager on this game, you and I.
Of course.
So what do you have anything in mind? I've taken to Twitter. There are some people who have some ideas on Twitter, but I didn't know what you had.
Open, Nathan. I'm open to your creative mind and to the many listeners, the loyal listeners that we had. And by the way, it's wonderful to be back.
It's great
on this
to have
show.
You.
And really, I wanted to say it at the outset, and it's so great to hear Matt, the two of you carrying this thing on beautifully. I've listened periodically since I left the Browns, and miss it greatly, miss everybody over there. But to the wager, what do you have in mind, man? I'm pretty much game.
So this is one that I like that I don't know what my counterpoint to this would be, but I kind of like this one from Andrew Coulton. He says, when Notorious loses, he has to take a dip in Lake Erie wearing a Manziel jersey on a swan floaty.
Oh, that's good.
That one's good. He said somebody else, Brian Skoronsky, says the loser jumps in a snowbank shirtless. Shouldn't be hard to find one in Buffalo right now. So, you know, something like that. We could also put a food wager on it. We got to get you back to Cleveland. We could put a dinner on it. But I mean,
the other ones sound interesting and creative. I do think the food wager is the way to go only because we both win.
That's right. We all win with a meal of food. All right. So a nice dinner in the winner's city.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, at a date to be determined. Now, if I do win, I'd like to go to a restaurant. We'll find a place in Cleveland that's got some water near it, so I can get you on a floaty in a Manziel jersey, though.
I feel like that
should happen.
Who can work that into the equation? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I keep this in mind. Now, I cover the Bills for the Buffalo News. I do not work for the Bills. I did work for the Browns. That is the only. I mean, I'm an alum of only one team in the National Football League, and it's the one you're with now. So my heart, if there's any rooting personal interest, every week when I watch games, I watch the Browns games with a whole different look than I watch any other team in the league. And I do, you know, just because of you and so many others in there that I've spent time with through, you know, multiple years with, I'm serious now, and that community that was so great to me. So I'm really more of a Browns fan than I am a Browns observer now. Now, I'm a Bills observer. And if you want to know the honest truth, for the Buffalo News, who asked us to make picks very objectively now that I'm a neutral party, I would actually pick the Browns in this game. I think they're the better team in my mind. I think the defenses kind of cancel each other out, and I think Josh Gordon makes such a big difference. So if you ask me to put on my real football head that I would for my news career, I'll pick them. But for the sake of us being able to make this wager and do a Cleveland and Buffalo thing, I'll go along with this idea of the Bills, but I'm just telling you, make sure you know up front, I actually think the Browns will win this game, but that's a side.
I love to hear that. By the way, since Sunday, obviously you didn't have a Bills game that you had to be at, did you get a chance to watch the Browns game? Did you survive? How was your health after that game? I mean, can you believe another crazy finish for the Browns?
It was crazy. So I was driving. We decided to drive because going through Canada, it was just a lot less hassle. And we had to send a whole bunch of people to Detroit because they were there early practicing and so on and so forth. So one of my colleagues, Jerry Sullivan, columnist for the Buffalo News, you'll see him on Sunday here. We were riding and on Sirius. We had the game on Sirius. I'm listening, of course, to your broadcast. And I was going crazy, and I'm wondering, I'm screaming, I'm punching the steering wheel, you know, what is going on? What are these guys doing? What is Brian doing? Some of these throws, the clock management issues, and I might have cursed a few times actually. So I truly let go here and was not the professional observer, but just the screaming maniac in the car, and I couldn't believe it. And then I said, well, there's only one person managing time worse than the Browns are right now, and that would be Mike Smith.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, that was wild. But I guess that's become the norm. And I wasn't around. I was around, covering the NFL, but the whole cardiac kids days. It's like they want to. Is this an ode to the cardiac kids? Is that what this?
I think so, but thanks for the health of everybody around here. We can just relax a little bit on that stuff, I would think. What'd you think about my guy, the Crow, Notorious? Caw-caw, running wild down there in the Georgia
Dome. I was cracking up, too. Well, two guys. I think of you when I see two guys excel. Obviously, Andrew Hawkins doing his thing, the baby hawk. And then Taylor Gabriel, because we, through the offseason, standing next to the sidelines with you in Berea, practice after practice, how many Gabriel references did you make and to each other on the sidelines of when we talked up in the studio and you were breaking things down in the video? And he's been exceptional. And what a year for rookie receivers.
Amazing.
And really the story here has been how, and obviously in light of what we saw from the Giants Sunday, what the rookie receivers in this league, what they've been doing. And the Bills, to have made that trade, to have given up that first and fourth round pick, I mean, they're still getting pounded for that. And it's not to say that Sammy Watkins has been any sort of bust. He's obviously had some excellent moments. He's still a threat. They were rotating their coverage last night, the Lions, so much to him that Robert Woods was hoping to have the 9-catch night that he had, 118-yard career night. But that said, did the Bills have to give up that much to get a great receiver? And I think it's fair to say that they didn't.
Vic, the competitive AFC side of the NFL is got 12 teams in the playoff hunt. And again, the Browns are the bottom dweller of their division at 7-4, with the Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals all looming above them. Talk to us as you're in that locker room every day and writing about those Buffalo Bills. What is their stance with a juggernaut in New England in their division? And do they feel as if they're playing to keep their playoff hopes alive as well?
Yeah, it's a very desperate club here. You see their conference record. It's 3-5. So it's the worst of pretty much of the conference records of all the teams that are quote in the hunt. They last night was obviously a critical step. I mean, I'll give them credit for doing some things that they hadn't done previously. They were in an 0-for-6 touchdown drought in the red zone. So they were 3-for-3 with touchdowns in the red zone. They had 7 sacks, boosting their season total to 46 now to lead the NFL. So there's some positive things. They had a special teams, the second block punt of the year. Also, by Anthony Dixon, who blocked his second of the year, and they recovered that for a touchdown. But the Jets are awful. The Jets are pathetic. I think there's some danger for the Bills and their fans to overreact to a great game against a god-awful football team that will have a new coach, a new GM, and everything once the season's over, if not sooner. But that all said, to your point, Matt, about desperation, Anthony Dixon said it. Well, we're looking at, we want to win, the next four or five games. We know we got a pretty much what he's saying is they got to win out to just have hope as a wild card team. New England's head and shoulders above everybody. They should obviously win this division walking away. The Bills end their season there. The game might not mean anything, and yet the Patriots, of course, would still probably play their starters in that game. But what a murderer's row. Besides a very tough game Sunday against the Browns, after that they go to Denver.
Yep.
After that they play Green Bay at home. Ooh. And then after that, like I said, they got to go out to Oakland, which – Oakland is Oakland, but it's still, you got to travel across the country, a pain in the neck, and then end the season, as I said, at New England.
Vic, when I look at this game, the thing that makes me the most nervous is it seems that the recipe for stopping the Browns is beat them up front and with a strong defensive front, and I would say there is none better than those guys down there in Buffalo, Darius, Williams, and Hughes, playing at an unbelievably high level, number one in the league in sacks, again, very good against the run. That's what worries me the most, is that they can just control this game with those guys up front.
Right. If they're going to win, I mean, that's exactly how they're going to do it. They're going to have to rely on what they have up front, which is as good a defensive line as any in the NFL. And you mentioned Darius has been playing extremely well. He's got double-digit sacks. Mario Williams, I thought for the first time, played with a level of emotion that I had not seen from that guy. I know he puts those red, contacts or whatever on his eyes to make him look fearsome, but in truth, his personality is much lower keyed than that. Except last night, he was playing like he wanted to hurt somebody, and that's the first time I'd seen that. Kyle Williams is just a plugger, just one of those guys who's always, you know, the motor's always going. Jerry Hughes has been magnificent. He's playing for a contract too, so you could, as a pass rusher, not much against the run. I mean, I think they can be where the Browns would have an edge here, or potentially where the Browns could exploit is, you know, can they get a running game going? Now they shut it down pretty well against the Jets last night, but that if I'm the Browns, that's how you're trying to loosen some things up. The Dolphins ran pretty well against them in that Thursday night game. I've seen other, the Chiefs did as well. So if the Browns, now that they've settled down that backfield after shipping out Van Tate, no surprise there,
yeah,
can get that in gear, that would be a big thing. But you're right. If it's tee-off time, they're going to come at – I mean, you know, Jim Schwartz in this defense is coming after Brian Hoyer for as soon as they come out of the tunnel.
Notorious, always a pleasure. It is, seems too short. We got to try to get you on. I know you're going to be very busy the rest of the week, and also wanted to wish you very good luck with your mom's surgery tomorrow. We'll all be thinking about you and sending prayers to you.
Well, thank you so much. It means the world to me. This is a pleasure to be on with you guys. It is an old homes week. I am so looking forward to seeing all my Browns buddies coming to town this weekend. And keep it going. You guys, the show sounds great. And please say hello and give hugs to all my crew back there in Berea, buddy.
We certainly will. And I'll look forward to seeing you this weekend, man.
All right, brother. Be safe.
All right.
Thanks, Vic.
The great, notorious VIC Vic Carucci with us here breaking down Browns Bills. Says he thinks the Browns are the better team and they're going to win it. I like that. I got no problem with that. When we come back, we are going to go ahead and hand out our defensive and special teams grades still to come after further review. And your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Got a little dinner bet going on this game.
I like it.
Let's go Browns. I still want to get them on a swan floaty.
For sure.
In a Manziel jersey.
Or a snow angel or some sort.
Yeah, I feel like it should just happen anyway, just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun. Why not? All right, we'll be back with more CBD after this.